she wants a divorce because of adultery. He's cheating on her with a spa lady who's called Devi. You know, okay. So she's like, my God, yeah, how down market, man. At least he could have cheated on somebody better from our own social status. He's cheating on me with Devi. You know, you'll also hear all of this. Sab kuch achha hai, but bichari ki shaadi nahi hui. What do you mean, bichari ki shaadi nahi hui? You never hear that about a guy. But you always hear that about women. Because I think society doesn't really support independent women. I had someone coming to me and said, ma'am, she doesn't vibe with me anymore. I said, you have to give me a better reason. You know?
Divorce lawyers are the most hated people in the room.
That is absolutely true, 100%.
Yeah, so we have the most hated person in the room. How do you feel to be the most hated?
So hated only by one side. No, the other side loves me then.
Okay.
Because I get them the large settlements. Mm. You know, so hated by one and loved by the other.
Maybe. But let's say you're walking in a party. Okay, yes. You just enter and there are like, let's say, 100 people, right? And just everybody looks at you. Do you feel that there's a little uncomfortableness like in their eyes and be like, arey, ye kyun aa gayi? Like,
so I definitely feel...
kisi ka divorce karayegi, right? Do you feel that?
I feel like a definite electricity in the room. Like, you know how for a minute the air is sucked out of the room when I walk into a room, and especially if it's a marriage. You know, you're like, why is she here? You know, so I kind of, you know, deal with it in a couple of ways. In a marriage, I just say, you know what, I'm an author, so that's what I do for a living. Okay, I don't want to burst their bubble there. But if you're in another room, well, then you just enjoy your status, because everybody, I have a lot of people coming up to say, oh, but ma'am, my marriage is doing very good. I said, I did not ask for evidence here, okay. You know.
Oh, so people come to you and they directly
yes,
ask.
They directly tell me that, you know. And especially if I'm introduced, I'll say, meet Vandana Shah, the divorce lawyer, my friend. So you feel like, you know, and then they say, but my marriage, see, ma'am, I'm so nice and loving with my wife. I said, I'm just here to enjoy the party and I don't need evidence. If I ever need it, I'll see you in my chambers.
But what's the most uncomfortable situation you've ever been in? Was there any story, anything?
Yeah, I just feel that, you know, a marriage that I had gone to. And so, you know how you go up to give all the presents. But this is before we were doing it. This is before the feras. And I think the worst thing that could happen to me at that stage was that before the feras, the girl wanted to talk to me. And I just said, oh my God. And she said, you know, auntie, I'm having some thoughts about my marriage. I said, well, this is not the right time to have these thoughts, because you're just going to take the saat feras at this point. She says, you know, I didn't want to get married. And now I am being stuck in this marriage. I said, but that is, I can't do anything about this. She said, but do you think it's right? Because you always fight for women's rights and, you know, you're against dowry. I said, is there any dowry exchange? She said, no dowry exchange. I'm just saying that this is what you fight for. So don't you think I should have a free choice? So we actually took time out and we sat down with her, and then I sat down with the parents. And then, you know, I mean, she loved someone that wasn't going anywhere. And this marriage, she was okay with the guy, but she just felt stifled. And she didn't want to get married. And she, you know, and here I am, a divorce lawyer, walking into the marriage, you know, and she knew me from before. So she took this opportunity. So I think that by far qualifies as the most embarrassing and cringeworthy and deadly experience of being a divorce lawyer, because if she had not agreed, can you imagine? Like you said, the most hated person in the room, and then, you know, that thing where everyone says that Vandana Shahi divorces karwa rahi hai. You know,
isko shaadi mein mat bulao.
Isko shaadi mein mat bulao, you know. So basically that.
But
so
then she agreed to...
She agreed to get married. I think she just wanted her voice to be heard.
What do you think are the top five reasons for divorces? Because, you know, we keep hearing this, at least in my generation, like I've seen so many of my friends, someone who loved someone else, but wants to marry because family didn't agree for it.
Correct.
Someone wants to do it because it's a business affair more than anything else, right? Someone is bisexual, but that's not your, like, you know, it's homosexual. It's not accepted in our country. So that's why they're marrying.
Till now.
Right? Yeah. So it's just, I keep hearing these so many times. So what do you feel like? What are the top five reasons?
So I'll say from a guy's perspective and a girl's perspective for divorce. Okay. So for the girl's perspective, after, let's say, 10 to 12 years of marriage. Okay. I'm giving you kind of timelines. So you've had your two children, you know, you followed the path and you got married to someone nice, good family, okay looking. You know, good family guys are usually okay looking. They are not the Brad Pitt or Rafael Nadal looking guys. Okay.
So the other ones like good pockets with
that's
more than
the pockets are good looking. Okay. So you know, then you just start feeling that you've done your duties, etc., and now I'm not getting that importance. What about my emotional needs? So I think when that starts happening, your marriage, you start looking outside the marriage more for a friend rather than anything else. But in India, you know, however progressive we might be, still we don't look at things like, you know, okay, a girl and guy can really, really, really be friends. You know, so there are a lot of questions for that because you've kind of, I think you have become just someone who's had kids, who's checkmarked all the boxes. Now you just have to wait for the kids to grow up. You know, so you start looking for emotional support outside the marriage. That's one case I'm handling right now. So I'm giving you examples from my cases. Okay. Another one is, of course, blatant adultery of the guy.
Yeah.
You know, so you've put up with it for that long. And, you know, sometimes you just say, now enough is enough. And like there's a very, very, very large corporate divorce, which is taking place now. And everyone knows that the husband had been cheating on her forever. Okay. Now,
and the wife tolerated this for long.
Yeah.
And now she's like, enough.
So this very large corporate couple, both of them are really rich. The lady has also made it on her own. The guy, of course, is rich. But now both their children have gotten married. Okay. And I think she was literally just waiting for her child, her second child, to get married. So, you know, you still have that, however progressive we are, you know, so India is a very strange country, you know, so we are very, very social. So I always say that divorce in India is socio-legal. You know, we still care a lot about the society that we are in, however progressive, however rebellious, whatever we do. So a lot of our decisions, because we are still also very, very country which is bound by our social fabric, you know, so adultery of the man. Okay.
Of the man specifically, you're saying?
Specifically.
Okay. We'll come to that later.
Okay. Then third reason, mother-in-law.
Okay. That should be peak in India. That should be first.
Totally. You know, so I just feel that, you know, I mean, you can't go on expecting the wife to be fulfilling those roles. And the husband usually steps out and he says, I don't want to be a part of this. But the thing is, that is something that he needs to address.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's her husband and he's her son. So if the, I feel the husbands, if they sat down and they addressed it, it would be much better.
Okay?
Fourth reason for the women, relatives and not being heard. You know, so you just
she's
feel
suppressed her
yes,
voice.
You know, and everything is like when I hear a lot of the cases, even very young marriages, they just say, my voice is not being heard. My voice is not being heard. And, you know, we are now, I mean, we are not now in 5th century BC where women just have to be not heard and, you know, just produce your kids and get on with it. We are a part of the modern world. So if you don't hear us, then, you know, we don't like it. And sometimes the trade-off is that, okay, I think I'll try and make it on my own and rather than anything else. And abuse, domestic abuse, which...
It's still there?
Oh, a lot. A lot.
So you're telling me that even in the large families with...
Oh, yes.
Super educated, 1,000 crores... So
education doesn't mean that you are actually educated in the, what I call them is educated, uneducated. You know, in the North and all, the abuse is unbelievable. It's still there. It still exists, you know. And I speak about it in my book as to one of the reasons why I sort of was pushed out of my first marriage. I speak about it in my book, X-Files, which is published by Penguin under the Shobha Day imprint.
Hmm.
I speak about it. And, you know, I was married to an educated man.
Hmm.
You know, both his parents were doctors. He himself was an MBA. Super rich, super wealthy. But what about us? And then, you know, you sort of get married to a woman, you bring her into the house, she's got a different personality. When she comes in, I call it like a 2-minute noodle scene.
Yeah.
You know, you come in and you must immediately learn what everything is required in the family, what everyone is doing, and just go with that. So that was a heavily abusive marriage. And eventually they pushed me out of the house and I sort of restarted my life with just 750 rupees, essentially, in my bank account.
Why do you feel like women go through this for long? Like, now that they know that, okay, you just told me about the wife caught that the husband was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
The wife figured that it's an emotional abuse, it's physical abuse. Still, they go through it. They keep, like, they have this hope that, okay, ab better ho jayega. And they just keep nagging it. Why do you feel that women don't take an action and try to be like, okay, this is it, done?
Yeah, I think there are 4-5 reasons for it.
Yeah, because ek bahut common reason I have heard from one of my relatives, and they were telling one of my cousins, they were telling one of my cousins, and I felt, and I was young, so I didn't have enough, I don't know, say at that time, and they were like far off cousins. I just heard it. I was like, ladka log aise hi hote hain. हमें ही लाइफ में कॉम्प्रोमाइज करना पड़ता है, एडजस्ट करना पड़ता है, ये सब तो होता रहता है. यू हैव आपको फैमिली संभाल के रखना, ये लोग तो ऐसे ही होते हैं. सो आई डोंट नो व्हाई लाइक वुमेन आर बीइंग पास्ड ऑन दीज वैल्यूज, बी लाइक ओके इट्स ओके जस्ट लेट इट बी.
बिकॉज आई थिंक सोसाइटी डजंट रियली सपोर्ट इंडिपेंडेंट वुमेन, यू नो, एंड अप अंटिल नाउ we Why didn't even so? Have the finances. That's because India is essentially a patriarchal society. There are no two ways about that. You know, and if you step out of those boundaries, you know, you'll also hear all of this. Sab kuch achcha hai, but bichari ki shaadi nahi hui. What do you mean bichari ki shaadi nahi hui? You never hear that about a guy. But you always hear that about women. So the labeling is so heavy for women.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be good looking. We should have children. Now we should also work out. We should also earn money. We should have a certain status. We should come back home immediately. We should produce these fabulously cooked dishes. And also our kids should be totally Instagrammable ready at all given points of time. See the pressure on women. And what does the man have to do? Nahin, he goes to work. But even I go to work. He's lost his hair, but I am the one being pressurized that Botox karwa lo. You know what I'm saying? So the expectations from women are so high. And I always say that in India, and maybe also the rest of the world, but I'll keep my discussion restricted to India, the women are always last in, first out.
Okay.
So you always have, whenever there's an emergency, the first money that is eliminated is whatever the women need. We are always last on the table. And anything needs to be eliminated, the women's expenses and everything go out first. Sacrifices maximum. You know, always the women of the family, they're always told, but you should have saved money, na? You used to get money or you were earning money. Kya kiya uska? Uska thoda to save karna tha. Pata tha, husband itne losses kar raha hai, to kyun nahi save kiya? You will see that narrative in a lot of families. Last in, first out.
Always.
Always. When I'm talking always, I mean 90% plus.
Of course. Like, just talking about the majority of people, what they go through.
Like I didn't go through that because I speak a lot about that. And, you know, because my father was very, very progressive. I just call him like the true feminist. And the first feminist in my life. You know, so this whole thing that men will be men, it's become very negative.
Yeah.
You know, that no, he has no control over himself. Why should he not have control over himself? You know, I mean, I have so many guy friends, you know. And I just think that if you are intelligent, you come from a good family, you know, you should be splitting the responsibilities, and all these issues wouldn't arise. Maybe the pressure on women is too much, you know, and men haven't been told to ease off the pressure on women. Maybe the men don't know, because these are the narratives they've been hearing for very long. And also, you know, your second reason is that women were never economically independent.
Okay.
So still the men call the shots.
Yeah.
So whoever has the money calls the shots.
True.
You know, and thirdly, there's this whole bichari narrative for women.
Always.
You know, if she is not, I remember when I was getting married, because I didn't have a brother, you know, so they said, oh, but, and dad was no more, you know, and they said, oh, but, ab kaise hoegi shaadi, kaun kanya daan karega, and bichari and all that. I was shocked. I said, why should I be bichari?
Yeah.
You know, because that, those were never the narratives at our home, you know, so this whole bichari narrative, and you have to stay within that narrative. So I think even women should take that responsibility. I've stepped out of the bichari narrative. I am not a bichari. And you'll agree with me, I don't even look bichari. I don't give out bichari vibes.
Not
you know?
At all.
You know? So I think all these are the reasons why women just stick it out in marriages. And the fourth reason is the children. So when you have children, you just think that however bad the marriage, let me just try and make it work, make it work, make it work. Maybe the children will benefit more, you know, from both the parents being there. But I think that's not that
there's
true.
There's always like a sense of sacrifice.
Yes.
There. Okay. So I read recently by Benjamin Franklin, like he's a guy who's been mentor for Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, right? He said, when there's no love in marriage, there'll be love after marriage. Okay. To me, that was very fascinating, right? So then this just kills the whole essence of arranged marriages.
Yes.
What is your take on this? Because people say the number one cause for adultery and everything is because in the first go, you're not compatible. You're just compatible with an idea that she's the right partner. You never test that she's the right partner for you or no. Or he's the right partner for me or no. So what's your take on arranged marriages?
No, my take on adultery is not that it is when there is no love in the marriage, there is love outside marriage. I think that is just greed. We are always looking for a bigger, better deal in life.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so, okay, I'm married to Miss Universe. But actually, I think if she was a combination of Miss Universe and Miss World, it would have been great. You know, okay, I'm married to... I'm married to Nadal.
Okay.
I'll stick with Nadal. I'm married to Nadal, but if he had that little bit extra charisma that, you know, with his forehand, which Federer has, wouldn't that have been fabulous? So there is this adultery has not only because you are, you can have a really loving marriage. There have been people, and these cases have come to me. I mean, the women are shocked that for 10 years, she never found out that he has an alternative family. You know what I'm saying? And there is a very, 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 very interesting case. And that was from my mom's time. And she used to tell me about it. Where this lady got married to someone because the family pressurized her. But she had a boyfriend in college. And the boyfriend used to come after she got married under the guise that he's the husband's friend. And they all used to play together. Cards. She had three daughters. And after a while, one fine day, she just walked off with her boyfriend. So the husband never found out all throughout that this one was her boyfriend through and through. And I mean, and they're very, very reputed people now, you know, they're in Bollywood, they're part of politics and so on and so forth. I won't tell you the name, you know, but that also happens. You know, it's also, I just think adultery is innate in that sense that you're always looking for that perfection, for that bigger, better deal. If this was there, then it would have been so nice.
So we all are greedy.
Yes.
Okay, that's for sure.
Yes.
But then there are cases where marriages work beautifully well and people don't.
Beautifully well, I don't know, but marriages work.
Okay. But then, wow, now the lawyer in you is coming out. No, so what I meant, like, And there are cases where people don't have affairs outside their just marriage and they both are in love. So what's the reason? Like, do they suppress their greed or...
They suppress their greed, like, and some, I think...
Something in the marriage which holds both of the people together. Like, what's the ideal love scenario where people don't cheat, people don't go out, and there's a good partnership? Has that ever happened? Have you seen that?
I think that ideal would exist in, like...
Movies?
Term marriages. If you're married for 5 years, yes, cool. You're never fighting. You're never doing all of that. You're
not fighting. Fighting is okay. But
you're never doing any of that. Oh, she's the ideal partner. He's the ideal partner. But I think, you know, jokes apart, I think the reason why a lot of people don't step out of their marriage is because there is something else in the marriage. Okay, which keeps it going. So you think that maybe it's a societal restriction. Or maybe, you know, you say, okay, now when I look out, he's not that bad. Now I'm talking from the woman's point of view. He's not that bad. You know, I've heard worse. Okay. And I know at the end of the day, he loves me, you know. And children, you know, maybe I won't come to economic stability. That doesn't play any part in this context of this question. You know, so you feel, okay, and I've got a comfortable existence. So I don't want to step out and have an affair. And maybe sometimes, I mean, you'll hear a lot of women saying, well, you know, I don't even have time for an affair. We also say that really often. So I think that kind of are certain parameters that you keep in mind. And sometimes, like, when my children grow up, I would just be too ashamed to have an affair. Yeah, I don't want my children to find out that, you know what?
Shame is a good motivator to not
bro,
do.
Bro, like your mom... I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your spouse hearing it is bad enough. But okay, challenge. But your child hearing it, oh, it's awful.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, shame is the motivator or is a deciding factor for you to do unethical things or ethical things.
You know, and also this fear of this whole sort of heaven and hell and karma. You know, so you hear a lot of that. In India, we talk about karma also a lot of times, you know. So it's in everything, it's karma, you know. So
you feel only like there is some kind of fear which is holding you to not go out and look for better?
In a way.
It's never like you're completely obsessed with one person?
Obsession wears off pretty soon, you know. Obsession wears off in marriage, you know.
So what keep people together? Because if you're not meant to be monogamous, and there's only fear which is holding us, what do you feel is
the
idea?
Can I give a very bland reason?
Okay. Go hardcore.
Just habit. Now you are used to it. You know, so that's why I said it's a very bland reason that you just get used to the whole thing. I know my husband is going to do this. I know he'll this thing. I'll tell him to do this. He'll end up doing that. But okay, at least there is a familiarity. It's like an old T-shirt. You know, when you get used to that old T-shirt, even if it's got a little hole, you don't feel like throwing it away. You know, you don't always want to necessarily, sorry for comparing marriage to an old T-shirt, a long marriage to a very old T-shirt. But you just get used to it. You don't want to break the familiarity.
So what's the, tell us like the craziest divorce story of like divorce you've dealt with.
Craziest divorce story. There are lots of crazy divorce stories. There are lots and lots and lots of crazy divorce stories.
Tell me one like which was like the craziest.
Craziest. I think craziest would really.
Like the demand you've heard, this is crazy, this outrageous demand by maybe the husband or the wife.
I can only think of huge numbers.
Okay.
You know, when you have a wife who comes and tells you that I want 5,000 crores, you know, for a minute you're like, oh my God, that's probably the sort of the annual spending of a state.
Yeah.
You know, so for a minute you gulp, you know, and you think, oh my God, okay.
So you've dealt with cases which are like 5,000 crores.
5,000 crores, 10,000 crores. I just finished a 500 crore settlement, you know, so crazy. And they just keep getting crazier, you know. So now suddenly, I mean, when like I did one marriage which had barely lasted for 5 years. And the settlement at that point of time was 30 crores to the girl. about 20, 25 crores to the girl. For a 5-year marriage, 25 crores, no children, you're still in your 20s. That's a lot of money.
Mm.
But now the numbers keep getting crazier. They keep getting bigger and bigger. You know, so I would say the numbers in itself are crazy. You know, and then of course you have reasons, you know, for divorce and you're like, okay.
What's the reason? Like, tell me.
Like, you know, I mean, I had someone who just said that I can't be with my husband anymore because he just got really bad body odor. So I said, you cannot divorce your husband because of that. You know, and she said, you know, ma'am, I'm an air hostess and ma'am, I'm this and I'm that. I said, you just need to invest in a deodorant. Don't invest in a divorce lawyer. You know, now these are crazy reasons. But like when you're 21, 22 and you get married, you know, these can be like deal breakers.
Yeah.
I had someone coming to me and said, ma'am, she doesn't vibe with me anymore. I said, you have to give me a better reason. You know?
She doesn't vibe with
she
me.
She doesn't vibe
with me. But vibe is a real thing.
Okay? Vibe is a real thing. You know, but he said, I said, so then I made him elaborate. And then he said, you know, like now she doesn't like the same kind of music. We are not going clubbing to the same places. You know, so now she also wants me to leave from parties much earlier. She wasn't like that when we got married. And I'm like, dude, you're 22, you know, so get real. But they went for a divorce.
At 22.
At 22.
When did they get married? 21.
At 21. Okay. You know, and there was another. So these are like really young marriages which shouldn't have actually happened. Hmm. They should have just been a thing on Bumble or Insta and, you know, and then just call it quits.
Mm.
But I've had people, you know, who've come in for divorces, who've met on Bumble and then they come and give me the reasons. And they say, but ma'am, he's not like how he was on Bumble when I met him. And that's a given. Who's going to put his best foot forward in real life and worst foot forward on Bumble? Absolutely not. You know, I mean, they're like what I call Insta marriages, you know. So these are like the absolutely young. So these I find really crazy. And the absolutely older marriages. Now, I also think now you're 65, you're 70. Take it easy, dude. Just go play some golf, you know, go chill in Soho, have your drink in the night. Why do you want a marriage, a new marriage at this stage of your life? But people are doing it. And I had, I think the craziest would be when this blind guy came to me for a divorce.
Hmm.
And I just, firstly, I was shocked that he's blind, you know. And then secondly, to deal with that. And then he, you know, he said, no, she really tortures me and this, that and all of that. But the whole concept that a blind man has come and, you know, because we don't deal and we don't think about it so much. But I mean, you know, he was from a really good family and he said, I just want a divorce. I would like to restart my life with a new partner. And you would like, and he had two grown children. He was 50 plus at that time. And I just couldn't get over the fact that, you know, he's blind and he wants a new partner. And he's like, I deserve a better life. I don't deserve this life. It really made you think that, wow. You know, for the first time, I felt really good that I'm a divorce lawyer, that I can give this guy options. Life. You know, so, I mean, I would like divorce to be seen in India as giving options. You know, I mean, I like my parents had a great marriage, but I have known my aunts, I've known my relatives who've had like really bad marriages. Like by today's standards, those marriages wouldn't last a week. You know? Yeah, I mean, you're like...
I've seen those marriages.
You've seen those marriages. You know, you're like looking at her like, my God, yeah. And they're still alive. So you see them and the dynamics are the same. You know, so I just think divorce should be seen as an option in India. To look at that, okay, you know, if you're stuck in a really bad marriage, for me, a really bad marriage is then like a really abusive marriage. And, you know, please don't think that only women get abused. Sometimes, you know, now you hear even men getting abused, you know, and not only emotional or financial abuse, but even like physical abuse. And there is no sort of recourse for them. So I just wish that they would, I'm actually helping a guy who's he just came to me and he kept on, he was literally begging for an appointment. It was one of those things I just couldn't. He said, you give me an appointment at 12 o'clock at night, I'll come. And he says, you know, my wife just hits me and my wife just hits me. He kept on saying that the first time. I said, okay, just calm down, you know, but just tell me what has happened. No, no, ma'am, she just hits me. She just hits me. She just hits me. And I'm getting goosebumps as I say that, you know, because no one would believe him.
Yeah.
No one would. And I said, have you told your parents? He says, no, ma'am. I said, your sister? He was really close to his sister. I said, no, ma'am. He says, you're the first one I have verbalized it to. So it was like, he was like in a catatonic stage. He kept on only repeating that. You know, so I think that was one of the craziest also.
In fact, the laws in India are fairly, like, not really, really great for men when it comes to divorce. Do you feel so? Because I remember I had a guest on my podcast and he went through a divorce. And he told me something, you can tell me whether it's true or no, that men are considered guilty until proven innocent, which is completely against the law. Like, usually this happens. So do you feel like, is that true? Like, if a woman goes and complains about something, then men are automatically... So usually the law works like you have to put an accusation... And then you have to fight to prove that that person is guilty. And then once charged guilty, that person will be sentenced.
Correct.
Right. In the men's divorce law, it happens like men are guilty until proven innocent.
Correct. Like how in
So like day one say they're guilty, regardless of whether it's true or no.
So in, I think in the court of social fabric, women are guilty until proven innocent. So when you move it to the other court, there is of course a lot of stigma attached to the man that he must have only done it. Okay, but it is the law may appear to be skewed towards women, but the applicability of that law, it is fair. It is not skewed towards women. I'll give you an example. Everybody used to talk about the dowry laws and, you know, domestic violence.
I was going to come to that.
Yeah, you know. So everybody used to speak about that. But the thing is that no one ever actually initially when any law comes into effect, you know, that law is really stringent so that your precedents are set. Okay. But when you look at over a period of time, you know, you're given time to get out of it. Nobody is now jailed immediately like it used to happen. So a law in itself needs time to evolve. So initially, whenever a law comes, any law, whenever it comes, it is really stringent. But when it evolves over a period of time, now you tell me, we are now sitting here in 2023, how many times do you hear, okay, a guy has been arrested because of some dowry?
No, yeah.
Not anymore. In fact, I've written an article in Huffington Post where I say 498A, the law that has lost its teeth. Because now they are talking about expanding that law to such a level that the men have all the right in the world to give a justification.
But you keep hearing that. Like, I think I've spoken to like two people who I know who went through a divorce and they both were charged. Like, they were wrongfully about the thing that they were forcing their wives and their in-laws were forcing their wife, like their parents are forcing their wife for dowry. And that's why the divorce is happening. That's why the girl is filing for divorce.
The maybe real reason would be different. Maybe, could be. And maybe she was also using it at the as some kind of a negotiating this thing. You
settlement.
See, we also don't know what are the truths. Like in the Supreme
that, like,
Court.
I saw that in front of me and the guy is like literally crying. It's the guy... So this is a case which is which was like really interesting me. So the guy, they both fell in love. They were married for 3 years. And the guy found out that the girl was cheating. And the guy said, like, I want to call it off. And she said, like, no, in society, I can't do that. We can make it slowly, slowly. Like, we can start staying separately. Dheere karke, we'll call it off. We can't do it immediately. And the guy was like, no, we want to do it immediately. And I want to call the shots. 3 weeks later, he gets to know that he's been filed, like the divorce has been filed. And then the girl has said that he was forcing her for dowry. That's why dowry, and that's why he's like she's filing a divorce. And I don't know what happened or what the severity of the case was, but the cops picked up him and his parents for 3 nights in jail, like in lockup. So he was like, 3 nights for me and for my parents were like the worst in the world. Because I never want, he's like, I'm okay. I'm ready to pay the price. Like, okay, maybe I chose the wrong person. I'm okay. Keep me for 30 days.
But my parents. Right,
but my parents for 3 days, 3 minutes, I don't want that. So that happened. And then he tried to get into the deep of it, like how he can fight that. Can he file, like, you know.
A counter.
A counter for that. Okay, you made my parents stay there for like nothing. He was not able to do anything. And in fact, after 6-7 months, or I don't know how many years or something like that, he had to send her an apology to just make his life easy.
Wow. Maybe he should have contacted Vandana Shah.
But you feel like that's the bad part, because the moment you say that the Dowry ka case, the guy can immediately, like, he can be booked.
No, but that, you know, no? That the laws have really changed. They've really evolved. Okay. And I say that, you see, there is no perfection anywhere.
Huh. And you don't know, like, whether the guy was true.
Let us give him the benefit of doubt, you know. But the thing is that there is no perfection in any law. So some of them, or there's no perfection basically in life. And that is why people also go for divorces, you know. Let's at least establish that, you know. But the thing is that, you see, when a law can be misused by anybody. Guys can also misuse the law, you know, and let us not forget that the laws have evolved, because it was a completely patriarchal society. Why did the dowry laws come into place? Because men were demanding huge amounts of dowry. You know, women's families needed to pay that. Now nobody is asking for dowry, but it still exists.
It's a big thing, yeah.
It still exists, you know. And I mean, especially in the smaller cities, or even in educated.
Even the big cities, big corporate houses,
you know. What are all those marriages? You know, so it still exists. So, you know, when men say that, oh, but the law has been misused. But the thing is that the law came into place to protect the women, because women had no voice. Now, like, see, now women can also claim property. They have, I beg your pardon, they can claim property rights in their father's properties. Earlier, women had no recourse. You know, now is it being misused? Maybe one in a billion. You know, so like that, you know, the laws are meant to protect.
So is there a way to safeguard yourself from all of this? Do you think the prenup and stuff that works out?
Prenup is not legal in India.
What, really?
Yes. Thanks for asking that question.
Okay.
You know, everybody is under the impression, you know.
Like prenup banayenge pehle se decided ho.
Pehle se nahi. Prenup is not legal in India. In fact, it's against the law. So you can, yeah.
Okay.
Because in India, as per the Supreme Court, a marriage is sacrosanct. And it
what
cannot
do you mean by sacrosanct?
Sacrosanct is, it is
sacred.
Sacred. It is kind of like religion, how religion is sacrosanct. You know?
Can't be questioned.
Yes. So we are a very pro-marriage country. We are not a pro-divorce country.
Yeah.
You know? So,
that's so bad. No, I'm not saying that you should be pro-divorce country. I'm just saying you should be pro-options country.
Yeah, options, you know.
Okay, you know, we'll talk about the process of settlement. Before that, I have a great question ekdum se dimag mein hai. Ki, you still have families where, whether arranged or love, there's a kind of, like, you know, unsaid settlement ki, तुम लोग इतना खर्चा करोगे
द खर्ची द फेमस खर्ची इन इंडिया
राइट लाइक यू नो लाइक द गर्ल्स पेरेंट्स आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू जस्ट गिव लाइक 5 crores 10 crores 20 crores आई डोंट नो व्हाटएवर द 100 crores इट्स लाइक इतना तो ये तो हम हमारी बेटी को दे रहे हैं इट्स काइंड ऑफ अ डाउरी बट जस्ट लाइक इन अपग्रेडेड वर्ड्स राइट एंड देन लाइक यू आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू दैट एंड इट स्टिल हैपेंस आई सॉ दैट इन लाइक वन लार्ज I don't want to name the community, like there was like one community, he was like my college mate and we went, and he's from like very rich Hyderabad family, like very rich Hyderabad family. Okay. And the fact that he was so okay, he's my age.
And your education, and nice, this thing.
Like
guy.
I feel like we are the woke people.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He's super modern. Everything is there. He has this thought provoking ideas on certain things. And he was just okay ki haan yaar wo to mummy decide karegi. And itna to hoga hi na settlement. And he just casually said like ki haan yaar bhai 30-40 crore se kam to, obviously wo to lenge hi na. Matlab wo aisa nahi hota hai. कि हमें चाहिए इसे देख वो खुद देते हैं अपनी बेटी को.
I
was like, what world are you in?
It's just dowry in another रूप.
Yeah. And this is like 100 crore group who probably उनको कभी लाइफ में पैसा नहीं चाहिए और they still need more 30 crore.
Yes.
With the girl he fell in love with.
Yeah.
Not like ऐसा नहीं कि मम्मी ने that's like मम्मी decide करेगी.
Yeah.
And the guy was ready to leave the girl if mom said no.
Yes.
And they were dating for like 4 years.
These are like given unsaid, like you said, implicit rules in Indian society. You know, that is why you have a lot of guys who get married to, so they go to America and then they fall in love with girls there and then they also decide to get married. So they have upset the entire apple cart of expectations back home. You know, I mean, there's a matter that I'm handling. It's really interesting because they expected this guy, he's quite rich, you know, around 100 crores. Okay. And sorry, I'm saying 100 crores like, it's like peanuts. Yeah, but when you're talking about 10,000 crores,
yeah, because you're settling, you know, like 5,000, 10,000 crores.
You know, so it's, you know, and he fell in love with a girl there, a Fauji's daughter. They both were studying in the same college and they got engaged. And they got married, you know. They had a marriage of sorts over there. And then they came back to India. And the mother was so upset because she didn't fit the bill. Now, how do you, which are the communications you're going to have? You're not from the same society as ours. You are some Fauji's kid. I'm also a Fauji kid, huh, by the way. So very proud Fauji kid. My father was a fighter pilot. He fought 3 wars for this country. Damn. Air Force. Yeah, man.
That's where you get your power from.
Totally. Go Forge. You know, go Air Force. So you know, this whole thing is unsaid. And now they are going through a divorce. And the mother is ecstatic. Because she says, he should have always married somebody in our background. You know, so this whole thing, if you had gotten married to somebody who's a member of CCI and Bombay Gymkhana, and then you can have the same social circle, the same so-called exchange of gifts. You know, it's not dowry now, it's called exchange of gifts.
Yeah.
You know, so, or securing their future.
Status.
Yeah, you know, that sort of a thing. So it's, that is an unacceptable form of dowry, but it is an accepted form of any conversation, anytime.
Can we do something about it? Like as kids, let's say. So my parents are pretty chill. I'm super happy that they are, like they don't want even a penny and we've never had this conversation. In fact, my father would come to me sometimes just to make sure that I'm on the same page. Like he comes to me.
Wow.
Because my friends, you know, few friends, not everyone, but we've seen these cases, like my friends there, they have been taking money from the girl's side and stuff, right? And there have been times where I've not went to a wedding because I fought with my friend because like, dude, this is not accepted. I can't be your friend.
Right?
So my father would come to me and be like, okay, देख है ना हम किसे कुछ पैसे नहीं लेने वाले तो अगर तेरे दिमाग में कुछ ऐसा है भी तो सोच लेना.
Wow.
And he was just
wow to uncle
that,
man,
right?
Just like really, I'm telling you, I see this day in and day out. Yours is probably the second person who I've heard, because one was my father-in-law. Nothing. Zero. But like, hats off to uncle.
Yeah. So, you know, and then I was like, ki, just to challenge him. I was like, what if the girl's parents just like pushing ki, beta, hamari to ek hi beti hai. Humne
dena hai.
1 crore, 100 crore, jo bhi humne nikal ke rakh diya. Kahan jayenge hum to leke karna hai. Dad is like, jitne hi paise wo dene honge, ओके उतने पैसे मैं भी मिला दूंगा, साथ में स्कूल्स खोल देंगे सब लोग.
आई
वाज लाइक डूड, लाइक व्हाट इज दिस हैपनिंग, दिस कन्वर्सेशन. आई जस्ट लाइक इंस्टेंटली माय रिस्पेक्ट फॉर माय डैड लाइक वेंट ओवर द रूफ. ओके, सो आई वाज टेलिंग लाइक कमिंग टू द पॉइंट कि यू सी दीज थिंग्स हैपनिंग. ओके,
यस.
सो इज देयर अ वे दैट लेट्स से इफ वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स आर हैविंग दिस कन्वर्सेशन, देयर फैमिली वांट टू डू इट, एंड देयर इज ऑलवेज सम मामा और अंकल हु डज दिस कन्वर्सेशन.
देयर इज ऑलवेज अ मामा जी.
हां, मॉम और डैड नहीं करते,
मामा जी,
ताऊ जी, मामा जी, या मामा जी रूल्स. The Shakuni Mama for a reason.
Okay? Shakuni stroke cunts Mama, you know, they rule. Yeah. You know.
Okay, so is there a way that maybe the kids don't want it, but they're forced by the family? Can they do something about it and be
legally?
Like, legally, or maybe I don't know, can they convince them ki, like,
they can and they should. You know, that's why I keep on saying in India, divorce laws are socio-legal laws. You know, so you can talk to them and at least tell them nicely, we don't want that. And it is also against the law. Thoda to aap bhi bolna sikho na, ki bhai, this is against the law. You know, humko nahi karna. Let's chip in for the marriages so that the burden is not only on the girl's family. You know, and let's not, okay, you all want to give this to your daughter. Put the money only in your daughter's name. Why do you want to give it to us? Yeah. Nahin, humko joint nahi karna. We'll have grandchildren. Ab unke naam pe dal do. Par humko bhi kuch nahi chahiye. You see, have the guts to do that. And ulta, I to feel like in my father-in-law's this thing. He said that he'll pay for the daughter-in-law's marriage. Now, that is like a really bold step.
Yeah.
You know, so like your dad. Your dad wants to open 100 schools. You know what I'm saying? So you need men like this to also, like it comes back to, now these men are feminists. That's why I said men and women are not on opposite sides of the team.
Yeah.
You know, we are on the same team. We may have different thoughts about different issues, but I just think we are on the same team. You know, so maybe have a conversation. Maybe also I feel everyone should know a little bit of the law.
Yeah.
So at least you can tell them, hey, this is against the law. I don't want to do this. Maybe the guy, sorry for interjecting, maybe the guy can turn and say, look, I don't want to be caught maybe later in this whole dowry thing.
Yeah.
So mat lo. Mujhe zarurat nahi hai.
That's a good point. Yaar, future mein meko utha le jayenge.
Aapko bhi, mama ji, aap bhi ja rahe ho. You know, so, because even asking is against the law.
So guide me through the, okay. Before we get to the part of like the settlements and how that process goes, the one last question I had, like on a very, it's a tricky one. Ki when you want to marry, okay, so you love someone, okay, and your family doesn't agree to it.
Correct.
And they force you to marry someone else. What you should do at that time? Should you, because according to family standards, you feel like your family says, hame pata ye work nahi karega. हमें पता है कि ये नहीं होता, हमने देखी है, हमने देखा है, ऑल दैट. सो एंड दैट इज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट कॉजेज ऑफ डिवोर्सेज एज वेल, दैट पीपल डोंट मैरी द पर्सन दे फॉल इन लव विथ एंड देन दे ऑलवेज हैव दिस वॉइड, इवन दो देयर न्यू पार्टनर इज रियली रियली ग्रेट, दे हैव दिस वॉइड कि ओके मे बी मैं ऐसा कर लेता या ऐसी कर लेती तो ऐसा हो जाता. सो एट दैट टाइम व्हाट डू यू थिंक यू शुड डू? यू शुड मैरी द पर्सन यू लव एंड गो अगेंस्ट द फैमिली? Or you should?
I would marry the person I love. I would go against the family.
Okay. Why do you say so?
Because I think you need to be happy with your choices and your decisions. So even if it doesn't work out, you know, and it would at least you hold yourself responsible and accountable. And also, if I can come into my personal life. Now, the first time round that I married, that was the family said, "Arey, everything, all the check boxes are there." Okay? Like I say that, you know, there are these external checklists. There was good looking, good family, this, that, paise wala, ye, wo, flana, educated. Okay? Nobody talks about the internal checklist. How does the person have EQ? Does the person care about you? Does the person have similar thoughts? I'm not saying same, you know, but
like
similar
values,
thoughts.
Same values.
You know? Is the person encouraging of you? You know, and would you be able to be with this person through thick and thin? Money doesn't come, you know, Lakshmi. Lakshmi aati hai, jaati hai, uski marzi se. You know, so what is the guarantee that you'll marry for money, the person would remain moneyed? You know, so nobody talks about these internal checklists. For me, these internal checklists are really important.
Yeah.
And now the second time round, I've married for love. So, मेरी तो अच्छी चल रही है शादी. तो the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So, I can say that marry for love. You know, so I think that in itself is the biggest proof in law. हमेशा evidence में proof देना ही होता है ना.
What do you feel about the sexual compatibility when you marry someone? Because India में concept नहीं है, right? Do you feel that is one of the reasons for divorces as well?
Yes. But
they are not sexually compatible.
Yeah, because
the woman
I've
is
had
not
marriages.
Satisfied, or maybe the man is not satisfied.
Yeah, so I've had one marriage which has come to me where the woman keeps on saying that, you know, the marriage has not been consummated. And, you know, so you get really shocked. It's a really old marriage. Why hasn't been consummated? And she says, she's got a child. And I said, how did the child happen? No, through IVF. Okay. You know, but she says, I said, now why now at the age of 50 plus? She says, because I think I've done my bit. So there you go. You know, so sexual compatibility. So I just think that, you know, if you married your best friend with different thoughts, that would be a great marriage.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we are more tolerant of friends and we have very different expectations from them. We don't expect our friends to be our photocopies.
Yeah.
And we don't expect our friends to provide everything for us. Like how one friend will be the partying friend.
Mm.
Okay, one friend is thoda intellectual friend. You know, one friend is... ki yaar, I run out of cash, thoda borrow kar.
We all have that right.
Yeah, you know. So if we had this kind of an attitude, we don't expect them to be everything for us. So our marriages would work.
Okay, how to save a marriage? Let's say two people are falling apart. And they want to save it because they loved each other at one point. Right now, there are a few differences which are going on. So what should they do? Like communicate, over-communicate, that's one.
They should communicate for sure.
Like a lot.
And definitely, you know, in my book, X-Files, I talk about relatives. Relatives are like a death knell for your marriage.
Okay, interesting. I could instantly see like five people in my hand who I need to stay away from when I decide to marry.
Correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they are now putting, so I say relatives are relative to your success. The more the success, the more the relatives, you know. I say that very openly because I just feel you need to talk amongst yourselves. Don't just, if your marriage is not working, probably talk to your partner first.
Hmm.
And keep talking to your partner.
Don't go around and talk to other people first.
No need to talk to Masi ji or Mama ji or, you know, Tau ji ko to nahi chance milta. But pehle to, you know, because they will not forget.
Hmm.
They don't forget what set you wore to some marriage 20 years ago. Ye to tune tab set pehna tha. You know what I'm saying? Kyun nahi nawa banate set?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are ye to tumne tab nahi pehen ke aaye the ye salwar kameez? You know what I'm saying? They never forget.
Yeah.
They have these photographic memories.
Yeah.
So now if you've made the mistake of telling Masi ji that your marriage mein, you know, itni ban nahi rahi, kuch, I think she doesn't do some stuff well. Let's say she does the ghar mein itna nahi tidy rakhti jitna mujhe chahiye. Masi ji is not forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Masi ji is taking that with her to her grave. I'm telling you that.
I know what you mean. Because bad mouthing your partner is...
It is an absolute no-no.
Yeah.
Talk to the partner. And please talk only to a person who is not directly having any stakes in the marriage.
I was just going to say this. Like, take outside help. Like an insider's help.
No, not at all.
Hey, you know, that there's a movie... Thappad.
Hmm.
Do you remember?
Hmm.
Tapsee Pannu's movie.
Hmm.
What's your take on that? Do you feel that like, because it was one slap.
Hmm.
And the guy did everything to get her back, be apologetic, do everything. What do you feel? Like, was that right? Was that wrong? Like, what's your
I think it was too extreme.
Hmm.
I just feel, you know, because they didn't show enough context.
Yeah. Yeah, the context of her emotions were missing.
Yeah, it was that, was she hit every time? Was this related to something in the marriage which meant a complete deal breaker?
Or maybe past trauma.
Past trauma. Or maybe if she hit him back. So I felt if they had shown, you know, there's another movie, Provoked.
I've not seen.
Okay, it was made on Sisters of Southall.
Okay.
So this Punjabi lady who was constantly abused, constantly abused by her husband. Okay. And it's a real life story. And then she gets so frustrated in the end, she burns him alive. Okay. But that was like 20, 30, 40 years of abuse. Mm. Aishwarya Rai played the main lead. And he used to get women to the house. He used to get his mistresses to the house, make her cook for them, humiliate her in front of them, you know, beat her black and blue. And she was taken from Punjab, one of the small villages.
Mm.
And she goes there to London And then, you know, she gets one fine day, it just all boils up and boom, she just burns him. And that case was taken up and Sisters of South Hall got involved and all of that. Now, you see, if that is now extreme abuse, and she got away, I don't think she got a death penalty for that. Now, you know, that kind of abuse is different. So that context was given. Here, there is not enough, it seemed too much on the surface. You know, so I don't really like movies with just a kind of really, I mean, they lost the plot.
Yeah.
It was quite flippant, you know.
Yeah, because I keep questioning myself every time, because one part of me says that was right. The other part of me says that it was wrong, and these guys can work on the anger issues, and these guys can work on multiple things together, because if the partner is ready to work on himself and trying to, but the other part of me like, yeah, it's right.
But you know, they didn't give enough.
The right answer is like, there was not enough question.
Yeah, you know, they didn't flesh it out.
Because I felt like for the longest time it was right. Like, I mean, I thought, yeah, achhi baat hai. Like, it's not about one thappad, it's about how can he.
But what is the context? They didn't flesh that out. So actually it became quite a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was the sad part. So I feel really sad about movies which just treat domestic abuse as like some flippant thing, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it became a joke after that.
It became
a
joke, you know, ki acha ek thappad ke liye, you know. So if we looked at Provoked, or there's another movie in which Jennifer Lopez is constantly abused by her partner. You see, so you have to experience that and live in that. You know, so there are no right or wrong. It is such a gradient. And that's why I said that abuse for me is an absolute no.
Yeah.
That's when you just need to say no, whether it is my child, whether it is for the sake of society, whether it is no.
But it's such a right wrong. It's such a gray area that it, I think, depends on person to person. Because so coming to movies, and then the other movie was Kabir Singh, where for some people it was right and some people were like, it's okay. Because that's how you love. And in fact, the director also said something like,
No.
You know, and some people feel it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, because I just felt that, you know, this goes back to the Manu Smriti times, where Manu said that women are chattel. They have no identity.
Okay.
Yeah. Women are chattel. They have no identity. So you go from being born to a man, which is the father, and then you go into another man's house, which is the husband. If the husband dies, then you are a property of the son. So, you see, I just felt that, you know, that is a very, that's an extreme. So, but yeah, that is what earlier all our laws, etc. were based on. You know, so that's why there's a lot of criticism of the way widows are treated. There's a lot of criticism about, you know, how earlier times they used to say widows can't wear this. And in fact, when my dad died and my mom wanted to wear white, I just put my foot down. I said, you can't be so nonsensical in life. You know, she said, oh, sharam nahi aati, aise baat karti hai apni maa se and all that. I said, Papa taught you what? And you are trying to be this because your relatives feel that you should be wearing these light colors? Absolutely not. I said, aap joon se bhi, I was really young. I was 16, 17 at that time. I said, aap joon se bhi kapde khareedoge na, main fing dungi. And I did that. You know, so then she said, I mean, she liked anyways pastel colors. And I said, you have to wear lipstick.
Yeah.
Because you used to wear lipstick when Papa was alive. She said, nahin, nahin. I said, aap bolna, meri beti ne bola mujhe. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want her to think. It's not like she didn't love my father. But I didn't want her to think that now I'm a widow and I am different and I'm set aside. Because you see, the whole thing is ostracism. You ostracize and you socially divide women and get them out of the system. You know, there's this beautiful documentary again by the BBC in this Invisible Women of India, where they talk about the widows in Vrindavan, you know, and how the sons just leave them there and go. And they keep waiting for the sons to come, because in Hinduism, you can only get this thing, attain heaven, if the sun lights your funeral pyre. So they keep waiting, and the sons have actually, my God, I'm getting goosebumps, man. You know, the sons, they keep waiting. And they think
that moms keep waiting for the sons. Yeah,
and they think that those women over there are keeping their sons away from them. But it's actually the woman who runs that says that the sons don't want them here. And they keep waiting that wo aayega, and when we'll die, he will this thing. So, you know, this kind of a thing. So then when we take that into context, we have so much to go forward.
Okay, tell me, let's talk about options now.
Yes.
Because let's say someone somewhere, and it's gender agnostic. I'm just saying whether men or women, men or women, whoever is stuck in a dysfunctional marriage and they want to get out.
Hmm.
What are the options? Because society would judge them the hell out of it. They talk to their, if they talk, and the first option is people go talk to mom, dad, everyone. Like, and usually mom, dad, like, beta, thoda din try kar lo, ye kar lo, right? Like, usually this is the thing. So, what should they do? What are the options for them available?
I think contact a divorce lawyer. Prior to that, contact a counselor. Prior to that, speak to your partner. So, if I was to go stepwise, I would say, speak to your partner, speak. Okay? Then, let's say a sibling who you trust, you know, and ask them if they can intervene.
Hmm.
That also doesn't work. Go to a counselor. That doesn't work. Then you need to reclaim your life. Go to a divorce lawyer.
And then let's say I'm a woman. I go to a divorce lawyer. Now, what are the options of settlement in front of me? So because I'm someone who's dependent on this guy. Because he's the provider in the family. I've been married into a rich, good, you know, family where now I want to be independent. I want to get out. But I have a kid as well. So there are so many responsibilities for me to just take care of. And I've never
So done. We'll take a case like that.
Hmm.
Okay. So let us take two different cases because men and women, right? So let's say a woman comes to a lawyer. She's in a, I won't take an extreme example of an abusive marriage. For reasons best known to her, she wants a divorce. Okay. Now she's got a child. Okay. There's something that I call as a divorce kit.
Divorce kit.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you are divorce ready.
Okay.
Okay. Now what you should do. Before you're obviously, you know, you've been thinking for a while to get out of divorce. Okay. And, you know, so once you've made up your mind that you want to get out of this marriage, firstly, keep some finances handy.
Achha, okay. Because it's going to be financially tedious.
Yes. Okay. Secondly, have your support group ready.
But let's say, to, agar finances ready, matlab maan lo women ke paas kuch nahi hai, to husband pay karega kaise hoga? Like, because he's not going to
pay. No, I just feel that if you're a little more organized, okay, and you can keep some finances ready. In India, all women have some amount of gold, some joint account.
So how expensive is a lawyer? Is divorce? Like,
it just depends.
What do you mean by some finances? So, kitna paisa hona chahiye side mein ki, if I want to get my divorce done, to kitne paise lag jayenge mujhe?
No, it depends on which lawyer you'll go to. Let's say you go to a high profile lawyer, okay? Then it just depends on what is the fee that they will charge. So, I'll address all those issues later.
Okay.
But even your some finances ready, I mean, I've had women from really good families coming to me and they're saying, but I don't have any money in my account.
Yeah.
You see, now that's not a smart move. Okay, at any given stage of time, you need to be economically and financially independent.
Got it.
For some reason, if you don't have a bank account, at least keep some money aside.
Emergency fund.
Emergency fund. But what I, in this case, call, if you have time, please have a divorce fund ready.
Wow, these things sound so absurd, but these are so important.
These are so important.
You never know what's coming tomorrow.
You never know. I describe divorce as this as that unwanted house guest who's here to stay. So you need to deal with this house guest regardless of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you make your peace and then, you know, you move around and, you know, you'll put the house guest in the most unwanted room. But the house guest is here. House guest is not moving.
Yeah.
So divorce in India is here to stay. Let's accept our realities.
Yep.
You know, divorce fund ready. Get your support group ready. You need to have at least 4 or 5 people who you can count on for everything.
Hmm.
Unstinted support. I don't want non-judgmental, that only few people were non-judgmental, the others are judgmental. Non-judgmental support.
Mm.
You know, like I used to run a non-judgmental support group called 360 Degrees Back to Life.
Okay.
So we counseled over 10,000 people in a span of 10 to 12 years, both direct and indirect counseling. That's a huge number.
Yeah, that's like 3 a day.
Yeah.
That's That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, so the thing is that you need to have people who are on your team. I don't want any judgments that you didn't do this and actually he was not a bad guy and all of that. Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Third thing, you start needing to tell your child. The child can see. Why do we treat children in India as, you know, like they don't know anything? The children are the smartest because they don't need to hear. They can sense it. They can feel it. You know, they are smarter than us. But we don't treat them as such. Okay. The fourth thing that I think you need to do is you need to start doing your own research also to find out where you stand, who's a good lawyer. Okay. You know, although I'm a lawyer, I shouldn't be saying this, but I speak the truth. I just feel everybody should know about the process. At least know a bit about it. Don't just go blind.
Kya hoti hai process?
Okay, I'll tell you the process, okay? You were asking me what all needs to be ready first, okay? So do your own research and then get the best divorce lawyer that money can buy. Please don't think that, you know, should I... I've sold gold to get a good divorce lawyer. Okay, it was another issue. I didn't take anything from that marriage, but our issues were different. But the thing is, you need to get... If you need to think that if I was sick, I would sell everything to be in the best hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Now your old life as you know it has become an untenable life. It is a diseased life as you perceive it. It is diseased in your eyes. That's why you want to get rid of it. You know?
Yep.
So you need to get the best divorce lawyer that money can buy.
Okay.
Once you do all of this, okay, let us assume you're even staying in the same house. Okay. Then when you file for divorce, you know, you need to be also mentally prepared. That's why I said the support group. People don't talk about mental and emotional support in India. But I just feel that you need to be mentally and emotionally prepared for this divorce. Because like I said, in India, divorce is a socio-legal process. Socio-legal because like you have shadi mein band baja barat. So I say divorce is also dhoom dhadak ka divorce. Sab aa rahe. Everyone is coming into the divorce. You know, your auntie has a view, your neighbor has a view.
Yeah.
You know, even
everyone just gets involved. Khichdi bana dete.
Everybody is involved. Your house help is involved. You know, I've had instances where house helps are called in as witnesses. So you can imagine, because we are a country like that, we like everything, you know, everything is social. We are just out there, you know. So I think these are the things that you know, once you are emotionally ready also for this divorce, okay, then you consult a divorce lawyer, okay? You come into a divorce lawyer, okay, whenever, let's call her, what do we call her? Prerna, okay? Prerna comes to me for this divorce. Prerna is from an upper middle class family, okay? She tells me what is the issue. First, I'll ask her if she does, I do this on my own, if she does want to patch up or she doesn't want to patch up, any chance of reconciliation. If she is 100% sure there is no chance for reconciliation, she says, I just want out of this marriage. Then I will lay down the options for her. So the Hindu Marriage Act, I'm assuming Prerna is a Hindu married to a Hindu. I'm taking the majority.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens, the Hindu Marriage Act, it provides various means of interim maintenance, what we call a basic maintenance when your case is going on. Okay. So there are various sections for that. In Hindu Marriage Act, there is section 24, which provides for that. So I will tell you about section 24. I always do that because I feel financially is where women get hit first. Okay, so you get into section 24, Interim Maintenance, Hindu Marriage Act. That is one aspect of it. Second thing I will talk about.
Kya hota hai?
It essentially provides for your interim maintenance. Okay, it's called interim maintenance.
Interim maintenance
means? Interim maintenance means, jab tak aapka case chal raha hai, to some amount granted by court for your livelihood or your maintenance or your lifestyle to maintain a certain standard of living.
Does the court give that?
It depends. That's why I said, get the best divorce lawyer that money can buy.
And then, like, let's say you have the best divorce lawyer, you can get that money then.
Yes, you can get that
based
money.
Based on your financial status, based you get on, that money?
Yes.
Or it's like, you know, standard bana diya ki 1000 rupees milenge, aisa kuch.
Nahin, nahin, nahin. It depends on, so there are no set rules for it. That is why your divorce lawyer argues based on your husband's income.
So if I'm like coming from like a 1,000 crore family, and my divorce takes a year.
A year mein koi divorce nahi ho raha.
Kitna time lagta hai?
A contested divorce can take anywhere between 5 to 10. There is no limit of the time.
Okay, तो 5 years जब तक वो चलेगा, जब तक मेरा settlement नहीं होता.
So let us say हम लोग 5 years मान रहे हैं.
5 years मान रहे हैं. 5 years जब तक वो चलेगा, तब तक for that time I'll get
let's a say certain amount.
If I was spending, for example.
If I was spending, let's say 20 lakhs a month.
हाँ.
Okay, just giving an example. If I was spending 20 lakhs a month.
Court will give 20 lakhs a month.
Depends on what you argue. Depends on what you know nowadays in court.
I have like all in favor, let's say. So the court is capable of doing that.
The court is capable of doing that.
Okay.
Okay. And nowadays you also have to submit affidavit of income in court. Okay. Hmm. There is a Supreme Court judgment that has been passed.
And what if the husband says, no, I'm not going to give you my affidavits and
documents? No, that is mandatory by law.
Okay. So he can't say no. He can't refuse.
He would like to.
But he can't refuse.
But he can't.
That's why you need like a good lawyer who could do all of these things.
Yes. And also it is mandated now by court.
Hmm.
You know, and I think when the husbands may choose not to give it, which hardly ever happens now, you know, then the court is free to take its own judgment. And I think what usually happens in these cases, why I always say in law, because law is so subjective.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give a definitive answer and say that, yes, you know, the court will draw adverse inference. You know, so, but usually the court draws adverse inference and says that, okay, he's not giving his income. So if the wife has said he's spending 5 crores a month, then we have to go with that because you've not provided any evidence to the contrary.
And then the settlement later, the court charges this amount from the settlement money.
No, why would the court charge this amount?
Okay, the court ne sirf ye de diya ki jab tak tum lad rahe ho, tab tak you, sir. You don't have to pay back to the court ever again.
Who doesn't have to pay back to the court?
You, let's say, like, I am a woman who's getting, for 5 years, I'm getting that amount.
So, Prerna is getting that amount.
Prerna's amount.
Haan. Prerna's amount, you don't have to. It's coming from Prerna's husband, Jignesh.
Achha, so
let's call him
from,
Jignesh.
Okay. So, Prerna's husband is giving that.
Yes.
On the order of court. So, court That's says, Prerna ko tumhe itna dena padega, tab tak ke liye 5 crore a month.
Correct.
Got it. So, court's not giving them. No.
Haan,
that's what I want.
No, in India, the courts don't give us.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
In India, nowhere in the world, any government entity gives any money easily, you know. So,
So then you get interim
maintenance.
Maintenance, okay.
Okay. So it is like in common man's terms, it is what you spend per month. Okay. So it can include various things like your school's education, your child's education for the school. It includes medical. It includes contingency funds. It can also, depending on what family you come from, it can also include things like holidays. It can include, yes.
कि मैं साल में 3 vacation लेती हूँ तो मुझे 3 का पैसा चाहिए.
Correct. You know, so that's why the lifestyle is very important. Like in one of the cases, it was shown that lady, now this is a super rich case, that, you know, she was used to traveling to London by her husband's private jet for shopping. Court granted that.
The private jet access.
Yes, it's the law.
Till the time divorce happens, you can have an access to private jet because you only shop from London.
Yes, you shop from London. It's your lifestyle that you're used to.
Hmm.
You know, so it's in that context, you know, it works out like that.
Okay.
So that is your interim maintenance, okay? But interim maintenance, although the law says that within a certain period of time, usually 6 months, it should be passed. It doesn't happen that way because our courts are also clogged. Okay, so that's why I keep on saying keep a divorce fund handy. So that you are not strangled. Once your interim maintenance starts, that is in the lower court, that is the family court. Now we are talking in context of Bombay, so family court Bandra. But he may challenge it or appeal it in, I'm using colloquial terms. These are not really legal terms, okay? He may do that in the high court. Okay, so then again, your money is stuck. If he's not satisfied, he may go to Supreme Court. Again, your maintenance is stuck. Interim maintenance is stuck. That's why I say, keep your money aside. And that's why I said, no, the laws may appear to be skewed towards women. They're not, because the implementation takes so much of time. You know, so that is one thing. Then you go through the various processes. You go through counseling in court, which is court-mandated counseling. If things are not, the counselor also tries to bring about a settlement. All good lawyers try to bring about a settlement. You know, the counselors try to bring about a settlement. You also have cases where, you know, you might say, no, this is not going to happen. Maybe after interim maintenance, you may give it a second thought and say, I have already spent two and a half years in court trying to get this interim maintenance, you know. So I would now like to settle and see what is the settlement offer on the table. So there is always this thing of, let us try and settle and get out of court.
Okay.
That is always the underlying.
So so you can settle this in 6 months just by mutually.
Yes. That is a mutual consent divorce. I'm coming to a contested divorce.
Okay.
Mutual consent is the easiest divorce. I'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Okay, so once you are in the court, you've got this going, then it just depends on various stages. Mm. Like if you've got a child and now Jignesh wants access to
the kid.
Okay. Now Jignesh will have to will either ask Prerna, or Prerna might tell him, well, you apply through court. So there is access. Okay, that is also provided in law. Okay, so now Jignesh's lawyer will fight. So there are various issues, like there is interim maintenance, there is access. Then you start looking at Prerna can continue to stay at home. So she can't really be thrown out of the house.
Hmm.
Okay, so she can continue to live there even while your divorce is going on. You know, so those sort of things are all provided for in law. You know, that's why I also tell the women that, look, if you don't have any other house, just stay over there. That's why I said emotional support is very important, because it's hard.
Yeah.
Because divorce really wears you down. You know, so I keep telling everybody that try and settle it out of court. Because in my mind, you know, your one day outside can take as much as 6 months in court. Because what happens if, let's say, your lawyer is absent that day? Lawyers are also human beings. People don't think of us as humans, you know. Divorce lawyers are devils. That's what people think, you know. And, you know, your lawyer is absent, can't come. So, you know, all these delays, because anyways, our litigation system, it is not something new that I'm saying, that the courts are jam-packed.
Hmm.
You know, it may take, I don't know how many years to resolve all the court cases. I think at last count, about 3.5 crore cases were pending across India. Not only divorce cases, other cases
all
also.
All cases, yeah.
You know, so these are the numbers which have been put out. So it can take a very long time, you know. So try and settle it out of court. Then, of course, you know, if you still don't want to settle, you still want to fight it out, then you all start giving your evidence. There's cross-questioning and so on and so forth. So your actual judgment can take as long as 8 to 10 years. So that's a really long time. And I tell people that, you know, that it is not, there is no recourse. You can't say that I want to finish this fast, really. It's not going to happen. And your entire life gets jammed, because it's not just a property matter, no?
Yeah.
That, okay, my flat is under litigation and it's fine. Now your entire life is jammed. You can't get married to someone else. You can't really date anyone.
You can't date.
No, how can you? You're married to this person.
And if you date, then that can be used against you.
Yes.
That you had this before.
Oh. Yes.
So you're telling me, like, if you file a divorce for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, you can't marry, that I know, but you can't date another person. You can't be seen with other person.
Not really. It's going to be used against you in court.
Hmm.
And technically, if after 10 years, I'm giving you an example. If you decide to patch up, then you decide to reconcile. Because like I said, in India, we are pro-marriage. We are not pro-divorce. After 10 years, you can decide to reconcile.
Hmm.
Or after 10 years, you may decide, I don't want a divorce. I just want to remain separated. Then what happens? You know, so, but yeah, you're like all shocked.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking that it's so difficult to, it's so easy to get, like, marry someone. It's so easy to get married, but it's so difficult to get divorced.
Yes.
Because pro-marriage, pro-divorce.
Pro-marriage.
Not pro-divorce, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so all these things, just keep this thing. So I want to emphasize that the court provides for everything.
So it just takes a very long time. Because something... Like, what is the alternative option? Is there any or no? Just a good lawyer is the last option you have.
I think so, yes.
Because if I'm taking a shot that, hey, I want to get out of this relationship, man or a woman, I can't stay even for a second. That's why I'm taking this socially embarrassing legal route, which is going to be, you know, like I'm going to be seen in a different way in my country.
That's correct.
Because it's so mentally torturing, physically, financially daunting as well. Mm. So I'm taking that step. I have to prepare for next 10 years.
That's why I say go for amicable. So there's also divorce by mutual consent, which can also, I mean, initially the Supreme Court had also said in a couple of days you can get a divorce if both parties are agreeable.
Okay, doron ne decide kiya ki divorce karte hain. This is a settlement which we're going to go.
Yes. You know, now, of course, I mean, there is also mandatory cooling off period and so on and so forth. So for practical purposes, let us look at 6 months. You know, so you can be free in 6 months.
Agar mutually consent. From a man's side, let's say a woman is charging XYZ and being obnoxious about her demands and being like unnecessary. Can a man hire like the really good lawyer and decide not to give her anything and just stretch the case forever?
Yes. So the woman can also do the same.
Like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so how is divorce, like Bollywood divorce is different?
I just think the demands are crazy.
Demands are crazy in Bollywood divorces?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me. Like,
not only in terms of money, you know, that is immaterial. Okay. I think the reasons for their breakup are also quite different.
Okay, what are those?
Creative differences. You know,
तुम अब सेम तरीके से एक्टिंग नहीं करती जैसे मुझे पसंद थी.
जैसे मुझे वो तो खैर नहीं मैं बोलूंगी, but you know, just creative differences, different ideologies. You know, maybe affiliation to different political parties. That also happens.
These are the reasons.
Yeah.
कि तुम बीजेपी को सपोर्ट करती हो, मैं कांग्रेस को, तो like let's be can't work.
Yeah. You know, so it's then also. I don't think they are so much on what would be normal, because everyone has a voice, okay? Well, I mean, otherwise women feel quite stifled, but here everyone has a voice. So the reasons are also really different. Even there may be reasons which are kind of differences in upbringing the child. So that's what I said, you know, creative differences and ideologies are very, very important. So I just sometimes for the common man, that may be like, chhodna, just kar lo. Achha, you are supporting, let's say...
XYZ Bollywood party.
XYZ. Chalne yaar, main ab chup kar jata hun, ABC ko nahi karta. But nahin, main bhi bolunga. Because they're all at an equal level. You know, so it's like that. It's not only about the money. Money becomes secondary. But all this, and I think they have a lot of behind the media fights. And in front of the media, then, you know, everybody wants to go for an amicable thing, which I'm happy to do. You know, and I just feel that for them, privacy is very important.
Okay, so they don't want anything to go out.
No.
I can't think of any Bollywood divorce as of now. Like, because I don't know who's going to be. Bollywood divorce. Malaika and Arbaaz was like recent. I think, I don't know if they got divorced or no yet. But I think they got separated. But they started dating other people at the same time. So is that...
No, I think that, you know, I mean, I think they were free to do what they wanted.
Okay, so it's a kuch question nahi hota.
No, I mean...
Because they... their divorce hua, nahi hua, pata nahi. But they started dating immediately after they announced the separation. So, is that allowed? Hota hai? Like, is that...
I mean, see, this...
If both are ready, then it's okay.
If both are in a way, you know. Like, I keep on saying in India, the laws are so socio-legal also. You know, so when they are socio-legal, it becomes very, very different, no? And also, let us say that for creative people, the rules don't really apply, no? In their mind, the rules don't apply. you know? So it's like that.
Yeah. Like, why should I stop living myself?
Why should I stop living myself? And then if there's no... What would happen if you date other people? Nothing. Your settlement may get impacted.
He's like, okay.
Yeah.
I make enough money.
You can't, I make enough money. And the court is not sitting. You see what people think? The court is sitting in judgment. No, the court is not sitting in judgment. Court is actually saying, live your life. But these are the rules. And if your wife has an objection that you are dating someone else and it's out there, then we have to take action through an order.
Can you like stop someone to date from someone? No. You can just ask for more money.
You can ask for more money.
But you can't stop them to do something.
Not really. Because now adultery is no longer a crime. Okay. That law was abolished. Earlier,
like you can have affairs. Earlier, what was it? Go ahead.
Adultery was a crime.
So you can have affairs.
You could go to jail for it.
Oh, if you had an affair outside your marriage, you could go to jail.
Yeah, I'm just saying it colloquially. Okay, because it was quite complicated in that sense to explain.
Of course, there are complications.
Yeah. Okay. No. Even legally, it was a different law. But bottom line, you committed adultery, you could go to jail. Now, if you commit adultery, you are only in social jail, no actual jail.
You know, you said something, shifting the topic, you said something that superficial things make marriage work.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about things, I really want to spot that on.
So, you know, I just feel in India, we lose the plot in marriages, especially long marriages.
Superficial things hoti kya pehle ye batao.
Superficial things jaise, looks.
Hmm.
Okay. Or even like now we have Valentine's Day. Why can't we still do that in marriages? Why is Valentine's Day only restricted to unmarried couples? Why not for married couples? I know it's superficial, but you can feel superficial for a day. Why do you have to eat on the dining table from that same plates and same spoon? Why don't you have a romantic date with your husband? Why can't you set up the table and sort of have the candles and everything put on the table? Why can't your husband look good? What's the big deal if he goes and gets a mani-pedi done? No big deal. Why can't he have a salon day? All these are superficial things, but they just make you feel good. They just add to everything. Why can't you get a gift for your wife? I'm not saying an expensive gift. Everything doesn't have to be solitaires, but even flowers. All these things, in marriage, we just think, yaar, ye to sab practical expenses nahi hai. To thoda impractical bhi ho jao marriage mein. Those are superficial things. All the things that you were doing when you were unmarried. Every time you don't have to, I'm wearing heels now.
Yeah.
Every time you don't have to wear flats only, when you're going out with your husband, you can wear heels. You can look good. You can feel good.
Dress up, have fun.
For once, if he's having 6 drinks, it's fine. You don't have to be his mother every time. You know what I'm saying? So all these little superficial things, you can buy a card for your wife. So why not that? Does everything have to have a very, very deep meaning? And you'll be amazed how these little superficial things make you feel happy. They can save marriages.
Yeah.
Have a date night. I mean, explore each other again. I won't go into because it's a family show. so explore each other again.
Yeah.
Then perhaps you won't have to spend that much time with a divorce lawyer. So I think these are the things one should start
superficial.
Looking at.
For superficial things, I want to add up something.
Please.
Which I've noticed in men and women. Okay. Men get excited about the big things. Women get excited about the little things.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you must be thinking in your head that because one big day for you is super important. That's why once in a year you surprise her and you expect her to be like really happy with you. That's not happening.
And then you forget her birthday.
Exactly.
And then you're confused about the marriage anniversary. And ye din tha ki wo din tha.
Exactly.
Oh, yaar, marriage certificate mein dekh le. At least don't ask me, main kab teri se shaadi ki hai. What I'm saying?
Yeah. So men need to be more into, like they need to start doing little things more.
Yes.
For them to feel better.
Yes.
And women need to, like when women do little things and men don't appreciate it much.
Yeah.
Because men like big things.
Yeah.
Wo itna appreciation denge nahi. Because for you, giving him a flower means a lot.
It does.
Like a small letter means a lot. Uske liye like, haan. He is not going to appreciate that much. So it's just like, men and women both need to understand this.
I just want to say what my future plans are for divorce in India. I just want to say I want to work towards eliminating the stigma of divorce. I want to write more, I've got a new book coming out.
Nice.
On divorce.
What's the name? Can't reveal?
I can't reveal. Okay. But it is like a satire fun on super rich divorces in India.
Sweet.
Okay. And also...
Tell us like an interesting story from that. From your book.
From my book?
One story so that everyone's looking forward to that book who's watching this.
Okay. So basically... I'll talk about one character. Who's the richest character in the book. And she's expecting... she just goes to the divorce lawyer and says that, Jeff Bezos' wife got $38 billion for her divorce. Why am I still married to this guy? I'm not really unhappy with him, but I can be happier. Get me half his money. And they find out that he's worth $99 billion. So the divorce lawyer promises her, okay, I'll try and get you 50% of the money. So how much is 50% of $99 billion? $49.5 billion. So she works from there. And her name is Chanel Rambag.
Okay.
So with a name like Chanel Rambag, you're obviously never, ever going to be poor. And how she works with the divorce lawyer, and then when they get a certain amount of interim maintenance from court, I mean, the interim maintenance, decided by court based on everything that is submitted in court is 20 crores a month. You know, and these things are happening. You know, they are
who's
drawn from...
Who's this person again?
Chanel Rambag.
I don't know about them.
It's just based on characters out of my mind.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You can't spill the names out.
Yeah. And so how the divorce lawyer works for that, and how they go on a divorce vacation to Egypt. And then how one of the guys gets killed who's going through divorce. So there's a chapter which is called Is Murder Cheaper Than Divorce? Which is what you asked me, how much does a divorce lawyer cost? You know? So one of these books that is coming out. So
damn.
Just the super rich. What are their lives? What are their expectations? And
Chanel, why do they want a divorce?
Chanel wants a divorce also, you know, like you said in our conversation, that she wants a divorce because of adultery, but not because of adultery, but actually because her husband's adultery has been caught out. And he's cheating on her with a spa lady who's called Devi. You know, so she's like, my God, yeah, how downmarket, man. At least he could have cheated on somebody better. From our own social status, cheating on me with Devi, give me a break. I don't have face to show in society. And you know, these things are real.
Like, she's okay with cheating, but she's not okay with cheating with someone
called Devi. You know, so it's based around that. So this is one of like the most interesting stories. And the other one is, of course, the murder and all of that.
Super interesting.
Yeah, you know.
Super, super interesting. I'm looking forward to the
book.
Yeah,
I know. And
okay. Is there a way to like let's say, just last, I don't know, I'm doing so many last questions.
But so many last questions.
Just pakka last, okay? Mm. Is he, let's say a guy is being charged for divorce and wants, I don't know, whatever you call it, the term.
Dowry.
Not charged for, just say the girl has filed the divorce and bol rahi ki, I need 50%. Baseless. Okay. Let's just assume that the girl is only wanting a divorce because of the money. Okay. So now she wants to get away. She wants to file a divorce. And once she gets the money, she wants to date someone else and be with someone else. She's just not happy. Okay. Do you think that guys have an option to block that and not give her money?
Drag the case.
That's the best option?
That is the best option.
Keep dragging.
Keep dragging. And hide your wealth.
But then guy also can't date anyone for that.
He can't date anyone. But he can do it out of the country.
Achha, out of the country law is not applicable?
It's applicable, but you don't get caught.
Oh. Okay, I love how... how easy the answers are, but they're super complicated when actually executed. Okay, but then just drag on the cases is the best possible option. It's not that ki main kuch bana doon ya main pehle se hi rakhungi, like maybe I sign a prenup. If not prenup
is not valid in India.
Haan, to uske alawa kuch aur option hota hai?
Not really.
Koi option. Matlab, if I marry, arrange or love, I am taking the chance that maybe tomorrow, if nothing works out, she can ask me for whatever she wants to.
No, you know, in India, let's say we are in a big business family.
Hmm.
Everything will not be on the individual name. It will also be in the company's name.
So company or family name se kuch nahi milta?
No, company's name you can't really claim.
Maybe if I'm the director and 90% stakeholder in the company.
No, it depends on what your salary and remuneration is. You may, like I had a really, really large case that had come to me, but the guy had nothing on his name.
Sub company name pe.
Everything on the company's name. Become very difficult to claim.
And that's a good, good point that we covered. I don't know if that's going to be an advantage or a disadvantage for people, but.
Yeah, so very, very difficult it becomes. And also, you know, like I said, that the laws may appear skewed towards women, but the time is so long. Implementation becomes very difficult. So that's why I keep on saying that, you know, if you're thinking about a divorce in this country, you really need to be prepped.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, get a divorce kit ready so that you're ready. You know, and don't, and go with the aim that you want to settle.
Yeah.
If your lawyer also tells you, don't settle, go with the same, I want to settle. Even if I get lesser, I'll gain more in terms of time and my life. Because let's not forget that divorce is just, should be a subset of your life. Divorce cannot be your life. You know, and I think that is the biggest learning that I've had from my divorce that, you know, I mean, it's a subset. It was different that I continued living my life parallelly.
Yeah.
You know, I ran a support group for people. You know, I wrote, I did the BBC, I did everything. But a lot of people just get stuck in court. And court is not to teach lessons to people. Have faith in a higher force. I speak about spirituality in the book. And I just say that your aim should be to raise yourself higher rather than bring down another.
Other boys. True.
You know, so all this I write on my book, X-Files, you know, and I just feel that that is the way forward. You have to have spirituality.
We're going to put your link of the books in the...
I carried a copy of the book.
Oh, perfect. Give us, we're going to put it in the intro. Okay. We'll put down the links of that. Okay. Where can people find you?
VandanaShah.com.
VandanaShah.com.
Or just Google Vandana Shah Divorce Lawyer. There about 10 Google pages devoted to my work.
Perfect. So they can just Google you. They can go to your website. They'll find the contact form, everything there.
Everything. There's a mobile number there.
Oh, perfect.
So they can get in touch.
Perfect. You know? Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I hope that people like our special Valentine.
Get episode. A new Valentine on Valentine. I think that should be the name of this podcast.
Perfect. Thank you so much
Thank
for giving
you,
this.
And I hope you invite me to your wedding.
Of course.
Thank
of
you course. Very much.
I don't have problems.
Thank you very much.